Cape Cod Broadcasting weaves the listening environments of 99.9 WQRC, Ocean 104.7, WFCC Classical 107.5, Cape Country 104, and CapeCon.com's website experience to reflect the lifestyles of the people who live, work, and play on Cape Cod. We hope that you enjoy this podcast.
Good morning, this is Sunday Journal. I'm Sarah Colvin. Burial at Sea service is an interesting option that some choose over a more traditional final resting place. This morning, I'm pleased to welcome Captain Brad White of New England Burials at Sea to Sunday Journal. Good morning and welcome.
Hello, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you so much for coming in today. So it's really, when I first heard about this service, the first question that came to my mind is it really legal to bury people at sea?
It sure is. It's gone back over 300 years. And burials at sea happened when there was no other way to take care of a ship's dead, when people died crossing the sea or fighting battles. And they did full-body burials at sea for many, many years. And then funeral homes happened, and cemeteries happened. And roll the camera forward about 300 years, and we started our business, New England Burials at Sea, back in 2006, when somebody said, hey, Brad, can you spread Uncle Marty's cremated remains? We call them cremated remains because they're actually not ashes. They are, I mean, they're lighter than ashes. And I said, sure. So one scattering, Sarah, became 20, became 200, became a real business. And now we are the go-to company from Maine to Miami with over 30 boats taking from 1 to 400 people out to do an ash scattering, 3 miles to sea, or a full-body burial.
So there really is a lot of demand for this. And, of course, I've heard, you know, many times over the years about scattering ashes at sea, but the full-body burial is something that I find really interesting, and I want to talk a little bit more about that later in the segment. But as you mentioned, you said you just started with one request to scatter ashes.
Yes, and I've always had a love and an affinity for the sea. And for many years, I was in corporate America wearing suits, traveling in airplanes, visiting 2 or 3 countries a week, and I said, you know, this has got to stop. And I said, I really love the ocean and Cape Cod Bay and Nantucket and the islands. So what happened was when I got my captain's license back in 2005, I put it to work. I said, hey, well, let's have the captain's license pay for the boat. And then all of a sudden, when we started the ash gatherings and the business happened, I always had an interest in the funeral business because my family was in it. Many years ago, White Brothers Milk is my family, and it turned into Hendry's Ice Cream. But back when the cows used to pull the milk carts through the streets of Boston, when they were done in the morning, my grandfather said, well, what are we going to do with the horses in the afternoon? So the horses started pulling hearses. And then we got into funeral homes. And I always had an interest, but it was always so sad. I'm a happy guy. The funeral business was a sad business. People were really crying for real. And I said, this is not Brad White. This is not me. So what happened was I got out of it. I didn't stay in it. And roll the camera again forward 30 years. And when I started doing the scatterings, I said, this is the same type of thing. It's a business for people in need. It's affordable, it's beautiful, it's memorable. We're really solving some problems and serving a family in a much different way because the death care industry's changed quite a bit. And it's changed in that people don't want to leave a carbon footprint. They don't want to be necessarily buried or in a columbarium. They might want to be, and for instance, in Massachusetts, there are 5 million people that live within 10 miles of the water. So there's a huge affinity, and it's a great gravitational pull to Cape Cod from people all over the country. And we have people flying in from all over the world, actually. They come into Boston or Hyannis here in the Cape or Sacquatucket Harbor or Provincetown or Scituate or Plymouth, and we depart and take them, and a turnkey, one phone call does it all. Now, we're not a funeral home. We work closely with funeral homes. So if somebody passes away, then they have to go through the funeral home to have all of their logistics taken care of, and then rather than buying maybe an expensive urn or a casket, we can scatter the cremated remains or bury the body at sea. I will tell you, though, many people are calling us with pre-need. We have more pre-needs right now than booked business already for the first quarter of this year. People are calling saying, I just learned about this, just found out that it's not illegal, just found out there's a real company, you guys at New England Burials at Sea can do this, and I'd like to plan it. And I hope to live another 20 or 30 years, so how do I sign up?
Oh, wow.
And we put them right in touch with their local funeral home, and that's called a pre-need. So we have people lining up for our business, which I'm thrilled about because in my career in consumer marketing and branding, if people line up to buy your product, they tell other people at the water cooler, they tell other family members. So we have a real white glove service that we when we take anywhere from 1 to 400 people out, they say, wow, that's incredible. And they tell their friends and other family members, and we get a lot of business from referrals. So that's a long answer to your question. I'm sorry.
Well, and you can really have a celebration aboard the boat as well, because it's not like just you just don't just transport the ashes or transport the body and drop it. You can, as you said, you can accommodate up to 400 people on some of your vessels to come and accompany and have that whole send-off.
What's really interesting is that people rely on us to do everything for them. And our first 400-person event, people flew in from all over the world, and they said, oh, by the way, we need 200 hotel rooms. I said, oh, my gosh, 200 hotel rooms. We're not in the hotel business, but let's figure that out. So now we have teamed up and allied with the Fairmont Copley Hotels, the Intercontinental Hotels, restaurants that people can call us, and they get a priority code, where not only do they get a better than regular walk-in rate, but they get priority seating because, let's say, for instance, in the city of Boston, if we take somebody out of Rose Wharf, we see the beautiful Boston Harbor and the islands, we have a scattering at sea, and we come back. That's all about a 2.5, 3-hour type of event. Then they get to the dock, and they say, what next? Well, they need to eat, so we tie them into one of the nice, great restaurants in Boston where they don't have to wait, and then they have to sleep. Or they take a trolley or a duck tour around Boston. Now, here in the Hyannis to Cape Cod area, where traffic in the summertime is really pretty, pretty horrific sometimes, we have a new thing called door to shore. And door to shore means we pick you up and we bring you to the vessel so everybody gets there on time. So Uncle Fred's not stuck on the bridge trying to get there. We have a boat waiting. And we take you out to sea. We have our event. We come back. And everybody, if they have wine or beer aboard, and if they've had maybe more wine or beer than they should have, we want to be responsible, make sure they get back to where they're going safely. So that's our door-to-shore program for the Cape.
I am speaking with Captain Brad White of New England Burials at Sea. Now, I want to talk a little bit about logistics. You know, we've talked about the business, and you've brought a number of things in here that I definitely want to get to. But how far at sea out do you have to go?
The EPA regulates anything that goes into the ocean. So we go 3 miles to sea for an ash scattering. And that is a federal regulation nationwide, with the exception of California, where they do almost 300 per month out of one vessel in San Francisco. So they rewrote the law, and they only have to go 500 yards offshore. But what we do is we go 3 miles to sea on an outgoing tide, and it's really important. So when you scatter your grandfather's cremated remains and he goes to sea on an outgoing tide, that he truly goes to sea and doesn't end up on one of the beaches or, and by the way, that's a good thing that we'll come back to on how do we scatter Uncle Fred. But on a full body burial, it's similar in that you must have at least 3 miles and at least 600 feet of water. So what does that mean here in the Cape Cod area? Well, we did a full body burial at sea recently out of our Hyannis location, and we had to go 45 miles to sea. So the family goes around Monomoy. They see all the great seals out there, which is always a crowd pleaser. We picked a nice flat day, and we went out to 45 miles past Monomoy, and we went to 800 feet of water. Why? Why not? Why, if 600 feet to 800 feet is only an extra mile, we go deeper. We try to exceed any of the regulations. So that's what we do. In a full body burial, we do not use caskets. We use everything we do is ocean friendly and biodegradable. So we use the Atlantic Sea Burial Shroud, which we have the patent on, and we've created in situ with a sailmaker who's been making sails for 40 or 50 years. And we ship these all over the country. They are made of an organic cotton, and you can pick your piping. That's always kind of funny to say you can pick your piping, but you can pick the pallbearer strap. So if Grandpa was a fisherman or a golfer, or Grandmother liked fleur de lis or something was special to her, whether it be tennis or equestrian, we can customize the sea burial shroud. They're embroidered. And then we weight them down with official cannonballs. I'm going to put this in your hands. So let me walk over to you.
Surely. Well, and you brought a little miniature example of, oh, that's heavy.
That's an 8-pound cannonball, but we use official 37.5-pound cannonballs made by the same factory that makes them for the Constitution, Old Ironsides, which is the oldest commissioned warship in the country, and we use 4 cannonballs. Now, why cannonballs? Well, one is that's what they did. Everything we do is authentic back to World War I. Two, why not? Because they're round, they're easy to put into the sea burial shroud. And three, when everything is biodegraded, when the ocean does what the ocean does, the only thing left are the cannonballs, and they create their own reef. So a reef is structure. Structure invites sea life, which is really important. And speaking of reefs, we are the only company in the country right now working at and very close to our final approvals on bringing the Great Burial Reef to Cape Cod and the islands, where we'll have 20 underwater dedicated acres where you can inure, which means you can put the cremated remains of two people, into this 600-pound, 40-inch-tall concrete, beautifully designed reef that looks like a wedding cake. And what happens, we have a patented process that this concrete is made of a microsilica. And the microsilica attracts growth for kelp and crustaceans, and striped bass can propagate and hide when they're small frying in there. And the oyster folks love it because oysters attach to it, as do mussels and other types of mollusks. So the Great Barrier Reef is a great new program. We'll be the first on the in the northeastern area to have this out, hopefully off of the Harwichport area, which is actually an ancient Indian burial ground, and that's been out there when that whole area was above water. It was a burial ground way back when. So we're actually doing the same thing that was done hundreds and hundreds of years ago. So the full-body burials at sea, we have been doing now for 3 years. We've been asked to do them for the last 4 or 5 years. We're the only ones in the country that do it formally. The family can come out with us. We welcome them to come with us to celebrate one's life. It's a sea tribute. Now, if you do it through the Navy, it's free. But you have to wait 18 months and family can't go.
Really?
With us, we charge because we have to. We have vessels and we charge for folks to come out. But it's still about one-third the price of a traditional funeral.
Wow. Now, I just wanted to just go back briefly to touch upon the cannonballs, and that was one question that was raised when I was walking around the office and saying, this is, who was my guest today? They said, well, how do you ensure that the body doesn't, float up on a beach somewhere? And I'm assuming that's why you weighed it down with the cannonballs, so that it does sink to the bottom and not float away.
Well, we do, but the other part, to answer your question, is to make sure that the body actually goes to sea. I'm holding in my hands, your radio audience obviously can't see this, but they can if they visit our website. This is the Atlantic Sea Burial Shroud. And when this goes down in the water, there are holes in the back and on the top that the water comes out and the air comes out and also body gases come out, because that's what happens when you die. And then the sea creatures can go in and do what they do. And this stays on the bottom. We've been testing this for a few years, and we have a number of these deployed around the country, from Seattle down to Florida, New York, here now in New England. And we're the only ones that have this eco-friendly, truly biodegradable, organic burial shroud. Because the other thing you want to have happen is you want to have the person who's in the shroud degrade.
Right.
Because you don't want to, because there is a story that if somebody Googled it, they'd find out that a local funeral home who did a very fine job, and not here on the Cape, but a funeral home from the Boston area, did exactly what the Navy specified, and they had a burial at sea for a casket that did not biodegrade because it was metal, and unfortunately got dredged up by some fishermen, so they got tormented, and all of a sudden the family's tormented, and the funeral home's embarrassed. Everybody did their job right. But I said, you know what, we don't want to have that ever happen to us, so let's make sure that if we have somebody that really truly wants to be buried at sea, that they become part of the ocean. And you know what? People are really lining up to do this, and people are saying, wow, this is a great way for my end of life, so that it costs less money, my family doesn't have to worry, it's what I want.
And it almost seems as though it's more environmentally friendly than a typical burial. I mean, I'm not sure, are the bodies embalmed before they're put in their final resting place?
Well, not being a funeral director, I'm going to give you the maritime answer to that, because I am a captain and I can tell you from my perspective, the answer is yes and no. They don't have to be. We don't require that. It's actually better to not put chemicals in the ocean. But if you're transferred interstate or you're having a viewing and you want to be preserved to look good for your final at-stage moment, you can do that. But what's interesting is we at New England Burials at Sea have teamed up with a very bright group at MIT. And everybody is interested in making sure that we degrade and we're naturally back into the earth. Do you know that today, Sarah, they are using makeup to make you look good for that final 3 and 4 hours? And then the makeup turns into mushrooms that actually consumes you.
Really?
And that's how close to non-chemical type of afterlife stuff that today's 20 and 30-somethings want. So we're on the cusp at New England Burials at Sea to be able to bring mom home, to scatter her cremated remains, and also in China, you can't bury people anymore. They're packed. They're full. They're lining up for sea burials. And what's interesting is they keep just a thimble of the cremated remains in a wall that has an inscription. And we're working on that, too. Where is there a place on the Cape that we could have a special memorial where somebody can go visit
right,
as they look out over a lighthouse or look out over the beach? And by the way, sometimes when people scatter cremated remains, they don't want to do that. It might give them the willies. So what we have is a biodegradable, ocean-friendly urn, which is made of paper mache, and this actually is dissolved to float out for 6 or 7 minutes, and then it sinks, and then it automatically degrades. And inside, the cremated remains are in a small bag that, like flash paper, instantly dissolves with the salt water, and the remains gently disperse throughout the ocean currents. So people do that because when they look at the event when they're aboard with us, we get letters all the time. They get total closure when they see those cremated remains in the water or when they see the small urn that might be gently sinking. And they say, you know what? That's it. That's exactly what Grandpa wanted, and that's exactly what I want in my life. And it's beautiful, and it's done, and it's over, and I can get on, and I can reconcile.
Now, what about pets?
Well, I'll tell you, and I can't say the name because of privacy laws, and we try to really honor somebody's whoever we bring out, but we have movie stars that come out with us as well. And one of our recent movie stars said, Brad, this is unbelievable. This is beautiful. You need to bring this to Hollywood. I said, well, I can't because we have so much business here in New England. And we were scattering her uncle and aunt with their pets mixed in. So she had a cat and a dog. Now, the cremation process for a pet is a lot different and is not regulated like human cremations are. And ashes for a human look like ground up eggshells, mm-hmm. and they're gray. But for a pet, there's a different processing, and you might see bones and pieces and parts, so we try not to let the family really get too involved with seeing that, but what we do is we mix those cremated remains with the human cremated remains, and you know, we often have, and it's kind of sad sometimes, when somebody dies without any family, they have instructions to put their pet down. So we're trying to really work hard to try to get those pets adopted out and to giving telephone numbers and family connections, because sometimes family might be in, you know, especially here at Cape Cod, family could be in Arizona, they could be in Florida. Who's going to take care of the cat? Well, we're plugging people into local places to help adopt those pets out. So anyway, we do scatter the cremated remains of pets. We've never done a pet full body burial at sea. I guess we could do that. We've not had that request. But our pet business is about 3 or 4% of our total business.
Certainly. And you have 28 locations from which you depart. And is that just in Massachusetts, or is it all over the Eastern Seaboard? How far reaching does your business go?
We actually have about 60 locations, but we have 30 vessels. So we have 30 boats, and we leave from Maine down to Miami. The sweet spot of our business, Sarah, is right here in the South Shore and Cape Cod area of New England, because people love to come to the Cape. They love to come to Boston. But if somebody had a relative or a need in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, or Old Saybrook, Connecticut, or New York City, or down through Wildwood, New Jersey, or the Carolinas, or Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, they can go onto our website and take a look at all of our locations, which are growing every day. And we also now work out in San Francisco and also San Diego. And we have about 10 captains that work with us. We even have a tuition reimbursement program for captains, because we're looking for really good people that can grieve and understand how people grieve and can really work with somebody in the most sensitive time of their life.
Compassionate, empathetic.
Yeah. So sometimes we find the right person, but they don't have the right licensing. So I say, great, we'll pay for the licensing. We'll put you through school. And we're doing that. So we have a really good program like that. And we like people from the Cape to work with us, because when you're on the Cape, you speak Cape, and that's important.
that's definitely for sure. So if people want to learn more, if they have more questions, I mean, you have such a fascinating business and a fascinating job. What's the best way for people to find out more about your business?
Thank you. Well, we have a free information packet that anybody can request online by visiting newenglandburialsatsea.com. That's newenglandburialsatsea.com. Or if they don't have access to the Internet, because some older folks don't use computers, just pick up the old telephone and give us a call, toll-free at 877-897-7700. That's New England Burials at Sea. It's 877-897-7700. And we're located in Marshfield. We answer the phone when the sun's out, and when it's dark, it goes to voicemail. But we're happy to get back to somebody within 1 or 2 hours. And if we're at sea, the phone forwards over to us, and people are welcome to come aboard. They're welcome to see what our vessels look like. We have references that we're happy to share with people. But most importantly, we treat every single event like it's our first. These are not cookie-cuttered out. They are not all templated where we have to be back by a certain time like they do sometimes in the military cemeteries. By the way, we have a full military program, too, with honors and cannons and buglers, and that's really neat for our war heroes. So please call us. Let us know what we can do to get more information to you, and thank you so much for having me aboard today, Sarah.
Great, Brad. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming in. It's definitely been fascinating. Captain Brad White is with New England Burials at Sea. Of course, you can learn more at newenglandburialsatsea.com. I'm Sarah Colvin. This is Sunday Journal.
This podcast is a presentation of Cape Cod Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Thank you for listening. For more information, please visit us at capecodbroadcasting.com.